We worked together. We both worked at the same grocery store, but in separate departments like a year ago. We only really spoke to each other once or twice, but I felt like I knew you for longer. Let me know it's you by telling me what university you attended and major at the time.
Oh. True beauty at Walgreens. You were wearing baggy sweatpants and a way oversized sweatshirt with some sort of tank top beneath. You had a floral tattoo on the back of your neck. Buying a large bag of pistachios, Starbucks drink of some sort, makeup, and cigarettes. This was around 11 p.m. on Friday at the Walgreens on Johnson and Main. I have to say, you were the definition of stunning and radiated true beauty. I would love to get to know you. Might just be me, but nothing about baggy sweatpants, oversized sweatshirt,
radiating
neck
beauty.
Tat, Starbucks drink, pistachios, and smokes is true beauty. At least, I mean, like true beautifully, people can enjoy Starbucks and pistachios and all right, those things. But right.
Put them all together, it doesn't sound like that good of a package.
Definition yeah. of no, stunning.
Well, teach his own, you don't know. Yeah.
Arby's in Darboy. I'm excited about this because it's Arby's by my house, and now I want to go see if this person's there. But anyways. To the, I think, Latino girl at checkout, sir, if wrong, I wish I could eat there every day just to see you. Haven't been in a will. Been busy. You are so pretty, like a princess. Just wondering your situation. Would love to take you out sometime. If not, that okay. I still eat there. Hope hear from you. Lol, you always call me wrong name.
Wrong number. Grand Chute / Appleton.
Uh-oh.
You wrote your number down on the window for me to read, but you must have written it down wrong. If not, reply to this with the type of vehicle I was in. By the way, there were four girls in the car.
She didn't write it down wrong. She knew what she was doing.
I forgive you. You went out with me once, then that little misunderstanding messed up our relationship. When I asked you to meet at the club, I honestly thought you weren't coming. You were over an hour late. I ran into Sarah and we were just chit-chatting, and then one thing led to another, and when you walked in, you got the two of us making out. I don't know why you don't answer my calls. Let me explain the silly misunderstanding. I've known Sarah almost all my life. She's my father's father's other son's daughter. Some people say we're cousins, but that's not the case at all. My father and his father's other son no longer speak. So see, Sarah and I are no longer related. Anyway, we kind of always were fairly close. Only made out twice before. I was just helping her out with this new move she wanted to try out with her tongue. And we just got a little carried away. You should have been there in time, and this probably would not have happened. It's partly my fault, too. Let's try again. Put no relation in the subject line so I know it's not spam.
What was that connection again? Go over that connection. Was it father's father's?
She's my father's father's other son's daughter.
Okay.
So my grandpa's. My so her uncle's daughter, because they're cousins.
Yeah. Nice.
Blonde, who works at Ripon Hospital. Haven't been to the hospital two times. Once for work and the other to look at the gym. You have a blonde hair and you wear glasses and you have the greatest smile and are stunning. You work in the rehab department and I work out there in the gym. I would love to get to know you if you'd like to drop me a line if you ever get this. I'm in my early 40s in the medical field. I travel for work but would like to settle down for the right person. I'm not saying that's you. But I am interested in getting to know you, no matter the situation. I also love to work out and travel and love the beach. I have a nice place in Florida that I vacation at all the time when I'm not working. I'm told I'm very nice, educated, and in great shape and attractive. We can keep this between us if you ever see this post. I know your name, but I don't want to put it in her. If you... Sun says, if you see this, please write your name, and then I will know it's you. And tell me something
best
about yourself.
Best table ever. Best table ever.
It's Miss Connection Wednesday and IXX Friday by Optivision.
Sorry for the pause.
Iron Buffalo girl. All I can say is wow. You brought a smile to my face with the first pizza you made yesterday, Winky. You are amazingly beautiful, tall, definitely take care of yourself, and incredibly hot. My eyes were on you the whole time, and every time you saw, caught me looking, that gorgeous smile of yours, the way you looked away blushing, I knew you liked what you saw also. Winky. Me, divorced, and I didn't see a ring on your finger, but you were so busy I knew I wouldn't be able to talk to you, but I want to. If you can email me, tell me exactly what jacket and other things I was wearing, I would love to hear from you.
All right.
U.S. Cellular, you have my number, but I don't have yours. Hey, you bought my phones. You are nice, and I couldn't tell if you're just being a salesperson or if you're being nice in a little flirty way. Either way, I'm new to the area and would love to make some friends. Message me, and I will ask you a simple question that would let me know if I were you. Are you? P.S. I have red hair, glasses, and was switching to U.S. Cellular from Verizon. I swear I don't usually do this, but if you aren't uninterested, gay, or married, this will totally be worth it in the end, right? LOL. So come on, consider this my first grand gesture. Let's do this.
All right.
I think we have time for one more.
I think we got time for one more.
Oh, dude.
It's him. All right.
Magic finger. You're the physician's assistant. I the patient. You weighed me, measured me, even asked me to pee in a cup. Went so far as to have me drop them, turn my head and cough. I asked if we could go out for a few drinks first. You smirked, told me to bend over, and then totally violated me. Now, I'll admit, looking back, I was turned on by your take charge kind of woman thing. Not used to that. Funny thing is, I was only there for an earache. Gotta admit, this Obamacare thing is thorough. Magic finger.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
Another version of Misconnection Wednesday.
Yep,
it's buddy. In the books. Brought to you by OptiFisher. Call them today, 1-800-20-HAPPY.